You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, July 20th, 2005. I'm taping this show on Wednesday afternoon because I'm going to the boyfriend's house tonight, and I won't have time, so this will be posted on Thursday. So if you're listening to it, for me, it's Wednesday afternoon. So anyway, last night Bush nominated John Roberts as his next Supreme Court justice to fill the vacancy left by Senator Day O'Connor. Surely you've heard that by now. I watched Nightline last night, and they were trying to come up with, in a short amount of time, some background information on John Roberts, and they couldn't find too much, interestingly, probably because he doesn't have that detail of a record to be scrutinized. What the one lady said was that he's very well liked in Washington. He's liked by both Republicans and Democrats, and it's hard to find anything, bad to say about him. The only thing that really stood out was that they were able to find was that he did once say that, and I quote, Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided and should be overruled. So I think abortion is going to be the issue that this guy is going to be drilled on during the Senate hearings, which Bush was hoping will take place in September when they come back from their summer recess. I went searching on the web for some information to see if he had said anything or had any writings about gay issues, and I couldn't find anything of substance. So I'm hoping that during the Senate hearings, some Democrats will bring up topics on gay issues and other issues just to find out exactly where he stands, because it seems like even though Supreme Court justices aren't supposed to bring in their personal feelings, they always do. I mean, it's just obvious that they do, because that's why presidents put or nominate justices who feel the same way they do about certain issues. So for Roberts, it's going to be abortion unless something else comes out between now and then. And the other thing that I think is interesting is that he's only been a Superior Court judge, I think it is, for like the last 2 years, so he doesn't have a whole lot of history, and he's really young. That's going to be a bad thing, because this man's going to be on the court for decades to come, and anything that he helps rule on, the influence from that will be felt for decades after that. So I think we're going to have to watch him very carefully, and I'm sure as time goes on, there will be more revelations about his stances on certain issues. And I would really like to find out, I probably didn't do enough research, but I'd really like to find out how he stands on gay issues, civil rights, states' rights, gay marriage, all of those kind of things. I'd really like to find out how he feels about that, although I have no influence whatsoever, but I would just like to hear what it is, how he stands on certain things. So yeah, I watched that last night, and his name was not one of the ones that was being kicked around, I didn't know anything about him, and I actually still don't know anything about him, just that he has two adopted children, which could be interesting. He may have some issues on adoption. But anyway, so we will see in months to come and years to come how his influence on the court is felt. So, enough about that. Moving along, I'm going to try something new. As I started yesterday, I was playing some PodSafe music that was sent to me from DJ Come of Age. And he sent me, yesterday it was by a group called Slow Mo, and today it's another track by a group named Slow Mo. And they're actually, I find out more about them, they're a band out of Sweden. And I talked yesterday about their website, and I think you should check out their website, because if you didn't yesterday, you should, because there's some really hot pictures of the guys are really hot. Whoever the photographer is did a really good job. But anyway, I'm going to try to have a little segment where I feature some PodSafe music and just music that I find interesting. You may not find it interesting, and that's fine, but I find it interesting, and it's a good way to get indie music out there and share music that I like. So anyway, DJ Come of Age sent me this song called Candela's Rain, by the group Slow-Mo out of Sweden, and I'm going to go ahead and play it. So enjoy this music. So that's Candela's Rain by Slow-Mo. I'll just let that finish out in the background. I hope you enjoyed that. I kind of like it. It's that smoothie jazz with a little bit of 70s guitar twang in there. I find it interesting. So thank you, DJ Come of Age. I look forward to getting some more tracks from you. As I was mentioning earlier, I am going to the boyfriend's house this evening because he's coming home from his vacation. And actually, now that I think about it, his plane touched down about 45 minutes ago or so. And, of course, I wasn't home to get him at the plane because I was in class. But I am really looking forward to seeing him, I should say, because it's been, just over 2 weeks since I've seen him. And I've talked about this recently, that I'm really missing him. So I hope I don't jump his bones when he opens his door. So, because I'm really missing him. I did talk to him on the phone the other night, and he said he did have a nice trip, but he's looking forward to getting back to D.C. and getting back into his summer routine. So I'm sure in the time that we spend together tonight that we will enjoy getting reacquainted after our absence from each other, if you know what I mean, which I'm sure you do. I don't know that I'll report on that, but you'll know what's going on. Two gay men together, haven't seen each other for 2 weeks. Yeah, you figure it out. So, I don't know. I'm really missing him. I know I won't jump his bones, but it'll be good to see him and hear his voice and, of course, touch him. So, yeah.
This is Peter, and you're listening to ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet.
I started a class on Monday, and it runs the rest of this week and into next week. And I would have to say that I'm really not learning anything new, but maybe one or two little things that I can use at work. But basically, no. Now, here's the thing. As is usually the case when I take a class for work, I am the only man in the class. There's probably, well, I know for sure there's 27 people in the class, and I am the only man in the class. Mostly, this class is filled with young, I'd say 22 to 28-year-old girls, or I should say women, who have very few years of experience. And the instructor doesn't have as much experience and quickly moved on to teaching adults. So I wonder, you know, how much she actually really knows. But actually, she sounds like she's, you know, knows what she's talking about. In any case, my point about this story is that since I'm the only man in the class, it always ends up that when the instructor has needs help doing something, like moving something or setting something up, she turns to the man. And I, like today, for example, she needed some help setting up some tables, these round tables that there's some kind of latch mechanism that you have to release to set up these tables. And she said, she goes, okay, we'll take a break and I'll set up these tables. And she looks right to me and says, will you help me? And instantly I felt, you are reverse discriminating against me simply because I'm a man. Why do people always do this, especially in my field, that just because I'm a man, I'm the one who will know how to set up these tables or wants to lift things or move things? I hate that. I know it's not a big deal for some people probably, but I don't like it. I totally feel like I'm being, like it's reverse discrimination because I'm a man, I have to be the one to do it. And I don't like that. And I wanted to say to her right away, I wanted to say, could you ask somebody else? There are 26 other people in this room. You have to turn to me and ask simply because I'm a man? And then, you know, of course I went ahead and helped, and we helped move the tables. And then I was trying to figure out the latch, because I don't know how to set up these stupid tables. I was trying to find the latch that releases the table to set them up. And she goes, oh, I just figured since you were a man, you'd know how to set them up. And that's when I wanted to say, bad assumption, honey. Bad assumption. Because I wanted to say, I'm a gay man. I don't know how to set up anything. But I didn't. I figured it out. It was just, you just have to pull this little thing in the table, set up. But I just didn't like that feeling of being, you know, reverse discrimination against me. Or, you know, just because I'm a man, I would be the one that, surely I would know how to do it because I'm a man. And surely I'd be the one who want to lift things and move boxes and stuff because I'm a man. I don't like that. And it just makes me think that, you know, how far we haven't come in terms of equal rights. I mean, women want their equal rights, but yet they don't want to do the stuff when it comes down to lifting, moving, technical stuff, figuring something out, setting things up. They look towards the man. Now, what does that say? You know, not that I'm not willing to help. Of course, I'm willing to help and all that, but the fact that she looked right at me and said, will you help me? You know? And the thing is, she didn't even do anything. I did it myself. It wasn't like I can help her. It's like, do it for me. So I'm not mad or anything. I'm not upset. I just don't like being always in that situation where because I'm the only man, I'm the one that's going to do it. I just don't like that feeling. So anyway, that's enough for that. Plus, this podcast is going on, and I wanted to stop it. So we're coming up on 15 minutes. So I just wanted to, again, thank you for listening. And please remember to stay subscribed, send me email, call the voicemail, leave comments. And as I mentioned yesterday, I'm now on Skype, so feel free to Skype me. It's Archer Radio on Skype. I need to put a link or something like that on the website to tell people what my Skype name is. And actually, this afternoon when I got home from class, I got on Skype to try to do the recording thing again, and somebody did Skype me. His name was Eugene R.K., and I was falling asleep on the couch, and I got up in time and wrote him back, because it was just an instant message thing, and I wrote him back, and then he didn't write me back, so I don't know what was up with that. So Eugene R.K., I think he's from, his thing said he was from Uzbekistan. Is there such a place? Yeah, I'm sure there is. In any case, maybe I can catch up with him another time. So, I will talk to you later. Oh, tomorrow, hopefully, I will be able to record a conversation with Peter from Germany, and that'll be posted on Friday. So, that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.